The first time I feel your touch, it's as if heaven itself has graced me. My head is bowed. I'm dressed in the robes of the Lamb. I'm on my knees in the church nave, praying. You stand before me, and I feel your hand on my head. I'm so happy tears begin to well up. Your touch lasts only for a second before you move on. But in that moment, I know I am closer to God. I feel your divinity. When you walk away, the deacons are on me. They grab my arms and pull me to my feet. I see you, walking among the kneeling flock. I see you touch other women. 2, 3, 4 maidens. They are all young and beautiful like me, and the deacon sees them by the arms as well. They don't need to. We would follow you through burning cinders. But as I take a step, I find my knees are shaking. The deacons keep me steady, and I am grateful. The flock continues to chant the eternal harmony. We lucky maidens are escorted out of the nave, through the chancel, and into a narrow hallway behind your holy altar. My breath catches when I realize the honor we are to be given. Two of the maidens swoon, nearly falling, when they see what lies ahead. The deacons are taking us to your private sanctum. The corridor to your sanctum is old, made of time-worn stone. Coal braziers burn on either side of your door and were made to stand before the flames. Strip, we are told. We do so willingly, quickly. The deacons receive our clothes, our belongings, which are tossed onto the brazier. The heat washes over us as our earthly possessions are consumed, and the smiles on our faces are serene. At least, I am serene, until I see that she has arrived with the deacons as the fifth maiden, and my smile withers. Maidens are supposed to be chosen for elegance, grace, and devotion. But I know her. She was chosen because it's an affront to God to hide her body behind clothes. Her hair is swirled honey. Her curves are generous and sweet. Her gaze is sharp as she looks at us. Lesser maidens in her eyes, and her smile becomes condescending. The deacons bring 4 black veils to cover our faces, and 1 white veil for the bride. She doesn't act surprised when the deacons adorn her wrists, ankles, and neck with gold cord and lower the short white veil over her face. She walks, pert and proudly clad in firelight, to your door. And I fucking hate her. When you open the sanctum, you've changed as well. You have abandoned your robes and you stand breathtakingly naked, with the elder helm covering your face. The black marble visage of the first god contrasts with your taut muscles, your erect cock, your hard eyes. You look like you're ready to punish the unworthy. I quiver, imagining what form your punishments might take. But tonight, you only have eyes for her. Despite our collective feminine nakedness, your gaze never leaves her. I feel myself and the other maidens shrink as you take your bride's wrist and lead us into the sanctum. A massive bed with rosewood posts sits surrounded by candles. You lay her on the bed, and she writhes slowly on the silk sheets. We four maidens on our black veils stand, confused, until you point to us, indicating that we should kneel. When I hesitate, you grab the back of my neck roughly and force me down at the bedside. You take my hands and press them together. Then you hold my head down, and your cock is so close to my face, I can feel its warmth. The other maidens kneel at the corners as well, and suddenly I'm a little girl again, praying at Father's bedside. You crawl across the bed and pull her, gasping, to her knees. Near the foot of the bed is an altar of stone with a velvet-covered book. You slap her ass so hard it makes the other maidens flinch, and the one chosen for you cries out. Then you press your palm to her back, forcing her down on all fours, which puts her beautiful face level with the book. "Pray," you tell us, and we begin the eternal harmony. I mumble the chant until I hear her cries as you enter her. She is in instant ecstasy, bouncing as you plunge in and out of her. And I hate her in that moment. I hate, even with the mask, that I can see how much you're enjoying her body. I hate how powerful she looks, taking your cock in wild thrusts. I hate how pretty she is, moist and flushed. I even hate that I care so much, that I feel her existence diminishes mine. I watch through the dark veil as she bounces on your cock, pushing against you like a good slut. And the candles begin to flicker and wink out. Around the bed, the circle darkens, and you slap her again and again, turning her skin dark red in the shadows. "The book," you growl. "Open it." In rapture, she reaches a shaking hand for the book. My voice falters in my prayers, but the other maidens keep chanting. A gust ripples the sheets and extinguishes the candles. Shadows fall over the sanctum. Your bride is pale and sweaty in the dying light, and you look like a marble carving of the first man, your pelvis slapping powerfully against her ass. She removes the black velvet from the book and opens the cover, leafing through it. She acts coy, running a manicured fingernail over the ancient script. She poses for you, looking back over her shoulder, grinning. That's when we see it. The dark forces. The arms of the elders. They reach from you in the night, like ropes of shadow, like writhing snakes protruding from your shoulders and back. Shades of black that slither around the bedposts, the headboard, and her. We lesser maidens see it through our veils, but she does not. The shadowed tentacles curl around her thighs, her stomach, between her breasts. The maidens have all stopped chanting. We are struck silent, witnessing a miracle, or maybe a curse. As we watch the shadows envelop her, when the darkness closes around her throat, she doesn't choke. Not quite. Instead, she draws in a long, shuddering breath. Her fingers and toes curl, and her eyes go wide. People refer to the air as nothing, but to see someone truly breathe nothing, their lungs filled with nothingness, is truly horrifying. You growl and bury yourself in her as she begins to thrash, hovering in the clutches of the shadows. Her eyes go white, not from rolling back in her head. They turn pure white, true white, as if the Elder God, through you, has taken her sight. She claws at her face with her manicured nails, leaving long welts that weep blood. You huff and grunt behind the mask, and I can tell you're close. Your hands dig into her hips. Your cock hammering makes her flesh bounce. She screams, and her horror is swallowed by the black void that has entangled her. I hear your laughter booming as you spend your seat inside this vessel, and her limbs begin to shudder. I reach down with one hand, very slowly, and I begin to touch myself as I watch her being taken by forces dark and powerful and ancient.